Hebrews 12, verses 18 through 29. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and the innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns in heaven? By that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised. Yet once more I will shake, not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken that is created things, so that what cannot be shaken remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed our God is a consuming fire. The last reading today is also from the New Testament. It's found on page 76 of your pew Bible, Luke 13, verses 10 through 17. Again, that's Luke 13, verses 10 through 17, found on page 76 of your pew Bible. Now, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit who had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, Woman, you are set free from your ailment. When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, not on the Sabbath. But the Lord answered him and said, You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or your donkey from the manger and lead it to give it water? Ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? When he said this, all the opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.